is there?
What brings you from your heart on a night like this? There is no bad news, I hope.
How easily alarmed you are, Miss Eyre.
Please, won't you sit down?
Thank you, Miss Eyre. I saw an advertisement in the Times from a solicitor named Briggs, inquiring of a Jane Eyre. I knew a Jane Elliot. This paper resolved my suspicion into certainty, and so I wrote to him. He told the story of a young governess and her employer, Mr. Fairfax Rochester.
Mr. Rivers.
I can guess your feelings, but please hear me.
As you know so much, perhaps you'll tell me how he is.
Who?
Mr. Rochester.
I'm ignorant of all concerning him.
But he has been seeking me.
No. He hasn't. Mr. Briggs has.
What does he want with me?
Merely to tell you that your uncle, Mr. John Eyre of Madeira, is dead. That he has left you all his property. And that you are now rich.
What?
You are rich. Quite an heiress. Will you ask how much you are worth?
How much am I worth?
£20,000. If you had committed a murder and I found you out, you could scarcely look more aghast.
There must be some mistake.
Not at all. You look desperately miserable about it, I must say. Please, sit down. I've shocked you.
Mr. St. John, the debt I owe to you and your sisters...
is nothing.
You've saved my life. Please write to them. This money frees us. They will have 5,000 each, and so will you if you'll take it.
Certainly not.
And if you would accept me as a sister, perhaps we could live together at Moor House.
I told you the news too quickly. You're confused.
My only relative is dead. You have family. You cannot know what isolation means.
And you cannot know what it means to be wealthy.
I have been alone always. I've never had a brother or sisters. Please, let me be yours. Are you reluctant to have me?
No, Miss Eyre. On the contrary, I shall write to my sisters as you request.
Brother.